This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. 2024 will be a big year for dairy policy. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
Many opportunities for change and improvement in U.S. dairy policy have been delayed until 2024 or are in the formal rulemaking process. Danny Munch, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the Farm Bill extension has delayed work on some of the priorities.
Some of our dairy-related Farm Bill priorities are on the back burner. So this includes things like pricing-related adjustments we were looking for, like an authorization of a mandatory and audited survey of processor costs and yields, a switch back to the higher of Class 1 mover, and authorizing modified block voting, as well as some of our dairy margin coverage changes related to production history and Tier 1 coverage limitations.
Munch said those conversations will continue when Congress is back in session next year. Also continuing next year are the federal milk marketing order hearings, which will resume in mid-January.
USDA will actually be reconvening the hearing yet again at 8 a.m. on January 16th, still in the same location in Carmel, Indiana. Once completed, there are still many other steps in this process. USDA will publish the transcript from everything that was said, thousands of pages. Parties can then file corrections to that transcript. Then parties will file post-hearing briefs or their final comments. Based on the transcripts, USDA will publish a recommended decision on the Federal Register. Parties can then comment on that, and then the USDA will issue a final decision, which farmers will then vote on in a referendum.
The final issue on the horizon for early 2024 is the dairy margin coverage program.
Dairy margin coverage enrollment has still not yet been reopened. I actually reached out to FSA and they said language in the 2018 Farm Bill requires regulatory change that they have to publish in the Federal Register before they can actually hold the sign up. So there's a delay there. There's also some software updates they said they had to put in place first. So they don't have a date in mind yet, but said enrollment will occur. Once it does open, they say protection should be retroactive to any months that it's delayed through.
For the World of Agriculture, I'm Riley Smith.